pretty much we tell them we give you everything but the dorm.
Are there lifelong friendships coming out of that?
Absolutely. And just like you would experience, you know, in high school, you have those friends that you think will be your friends for life. And then when mm-hmm. everybody goes away to school, all of a sudden it dissipates. And then right. by the time you come home for the holidays, some of those people that you thought you were going to be your best friends are already kind of, I don't see them anymore.
Right.
And they've been replaced by your college friends, because now the new shared experience is one with your Honors College classmate, your Raritan Valley, community college classmate. You're now going through the same things. You're involved in the same clubs and organizations. You're right. playing the same sport.
Yep.
You're taking part in all the honors classes together. And so now, that's for me, it's one of the greatest things. I would hate to call it a science experiment, but sitting back, mixing students from all high schools, students who've never met each other before, and now to hear, you know what, this weekend, we just hung out, mm-hmm. Group students from all over Hunter and Somerset County. We went bowling, or we went to, these different restaurants and things like that. It's very organic. Perhaps they come together at the beginning not knowing each other, but because
right.
the environment is so nurturing and so welcoming,
right.
they become fast friends. And like I said, the graduating class now, 3 years after leaving Raritan, are still in touch.
Yeah.
They're almost creating their own alumni organization, which is a wonderful thing.
And that is and has been the challenge of a community college. Because you don't have dorms, getting students to click together and become friends was always the challenge, because it was very a commuter college type thing.
Sure.
So this I love that. It's more than an academic
Absolutely.
Immersion.
Absolutely. Academics are the common bond initially, but there's so much more to it.
All right. Well, here's the last question. Besides your contact information, when do you know you've made it?
When? That's a good question. I have to think about that. I have high expectations, and so it's tough for me to ever acknowledge that I've made it.
Fair enough.
But I think it's getting there, because when it's self-sustaining, when it's not, you have to sell it, you have to make sure people know about it.
Yep.
When it's just an entity.
Yep.
And
that. And that's the part when you're saying there was a referral within the families?
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the Absolutely. Of that nurturing process.
And you're hearing about it everywhere. And
nice.
People are coming up to you, and you ask them, how'd you hear about the Honors College? Well, my friend told me.
Nice.
My dentist told me. My librarian told me. And no longer is it me promoting or Raritan Valley having to promote. It's that word of mouth that it's coming up through generations, and now it's just embedded in the fabric of the counties that we serve. And
Beautiful.
I guess that would be the point that we've made it.
Awesome. How do people get in touch with you, Greg, to find out more about it and to learn about? There's an open house, I know, somewhere in November.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be having an information session sometime in November for prospective New Jersey STAR students and Honors College students who are high school seniors this year. If you want to contact me, you can find the Honors College page on the Raritan Valley website. So that's Raritan Val, R-A-R-I, and
Beautiful.
I guess that would be the point that we've made it.
Awesome. How do people get in touch with you, Greg, to find out more about it and to learn about? There's an open house, I know, somewhere in November.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be having an information session sometime in November for prospective New Jersey STAR students and Honors College students who are high school seniors this year. If you want to contact me, you can find the Honors College page on the Raritan Valley website. So that's Raritan Val, RaritanVal .edu/honors. And you'll find my smiling face there. There'll be my email address and contact information available. I'm happy to meet with students individually if they want to bring their parents, if they want me to come out to their high schools or organizations. I'm mobile and happy to go wherever is needed.
Sweet. Appreciate you coming on, man. This is, once again, another jewel. Donna keeps sending me all these pretty cool people. It's a great story. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
We're
I wish you the
it.
Best of luck. And
thank you.
Looking forward to hearing how sustainable it will be in a couple of years.
I'll be happy to come back. Thank
all
you.
All right. That is Greg DeSantis, and he's part of the...
Foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Clinton defends her judgment, saying New York voters voted for her twice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set that comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced, and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
Many Americans will be busy this week trying to get their taxes done, though we have a few extra days this year with the traditional April 15th deadline pushed to Monday the 18th. Though these Americans say they got them all done.
Lose like usual. Annoying. Unless you have deductions. Lots. Yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages, and you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday in Washington, D.C., the deadline being pushed back to the 18th. Sarah Palin's.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
It is totally unacceptable that gangs are meeting and talking about targeting police officers of the city of Chicago.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel said the gangs reportedly plotted the attacks in retaliation to the police shooting of Paul O'Neill. WikiLeaks is offering up to $20,000 in rewards in the search for the killer of Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich. Grand Rapids, Michigan is launching a study to determine whether its police department is engaged in racial profiling.
We encourage everyone to come out again. The worst thing that can happen is we spend all this money, we do this study, and then people say it was a sham or something.
City Manager Greg Sundstrom says it's part of a 12-point plan aimed at creating better relationships between police and community. This is USA Radio News.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
A Florida woman is dead after she was shot by a police officer during a role-playing demonstration. Punta Gorda, Florida Police Chief Thomas Lewis says 73-year-old Mary Knowlton was shot last night during a Citizens Police Academy class involving about 35 people.
Our entire police department and all of our city leaders are absolutely devastated for everyone involved in this unimaginable event. I am asking that if you pray for Mary's husband and family, for all of the officers and witnesses.
She was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Chief Lewis says the woman was accidentally shot with a live round. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating. Two teenagers coming home from Cedar Point Amusement Park tried to change seats in their car while one was driving. Patrol Sergeant Jared Ulinski says,
when they did that, they lost control of the vehicle, were off the left side of the roadway, went into the median, overturned several times, ejecting two of the occupants.
This is USA Radio News.
The stores are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A new report shows Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine received more than $34,000 in gifts in his last year as governor of Virginia in 2009. Tom Roberts reports.
The Virginia Public Access Project recently received figures from Senator Kaine's office that indicate most of the money came from the Democratic National Committee to be used for political travel. Kaine also became Democratic National Committee chairman in 2009. The new numbers bring the total value of gifts Kaine accepted while governor to more than $195,000, although there's no hint that there was anything illegal about it.
A theft of cash at the Virgin Mary Grotto outside St. George Chaldon Catholic Church in Shelby Township, Michigan, is under investigation. Father Matthew Zetuna says surveillance video shows the suspect breaking into the donation box.
He clearly seemed to know what he was doing. There were moments where he was assuming the posture of prayer. Whether he was praying or not, I don't know. Whether he was trying to look inconspicuous, I don't know.
About $800 was taken in the theft. The suspect was in a gold-colored Chevrolet Uplander minivan. Just two words, Michael Phelps.
Kind of been a crazy last couple of days, and you know, I know that was probably one of my most challenging doubles that I've had,
for sure.
I just said, you know, that being my very first Olympic event, to be able to win it in my fifth Olympics, it's pretty special.
Gold medals number 20 and 21. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. Our show is all about design. And today we're going to talk about the accent wall. In my business, lately I've been seeing a lot of people asking me the question, accent walls, are they in or out of style? And I would say that's all relative, but I do like an accent wall in the right circumstances. And we're going to talk about how to do it, when to do it, and where to do it. But let's, with that, take a look at the weather, which is, seems to have changed a lot. We've had a couple of good days. Yesterday was absolutely beautiful. Let's take a look at what's going to happen the next couple of days. All right, so it's currently overcast skies with 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Today there's going to be scattered showers and then possible thunderstorms later in the afternoon with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight there's a 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a low of 73. On Thursday there's going to be a 50% chance of thunderstorms, then patchy fog with a high of 89. On Thursday night there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 71. On Friday there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 91, so very hot, sticky, and thunderstorms. Friday night, 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 73. On Saturday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 92 degrees. Saturday night, I can't believe I'm going to say the same word again, thunderstorms, 50% at the low of 73. And on Sunday, yet again, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms. So I hope you got out yesterday because I think that's going to be the next period of time, the last period of time for a long time, that it's going to be nice until next week. So sorry about that depressing forecast, but I'm going to give you some good news today. Accent walls are in style and still are in style. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our show here is Modern Design here on Huntington Chamber Radio. We meet each Wednesday from 10 to 11 live in studio. We do have open phone lines today, so if you want to call in on today's topic, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Tell us how you feel about accent walls, if you've done one, what you've done it in. So let's talk about the accent wall and how it started and what makes something even an accent wall. And if we do it, how are we going to do it and how can we do it as good as possible? All right, well, one of the reasons that I talk about different things is sometimes they're relative to what I'm going through in my career as an interior designer. I work 7 days a week, including Sunday. Don't feel bad for me. I like what I do. So it's always a joy to work in people's homes. But this week I was working on, believe it or not, I'm doing a job in Springfield, New Jersey for a young family, and they have three boys. and all three boys are getting their rooms redone. And they're fortunate enough to have parents that said, okay, you're not going to do this on your own. We're going to have somebody guide you. We're going to use the guy that did the rest of our house. So I have three boys that I'm working with. One is 13, one is 11, and one is 9. And they all had very definite ideas about what they wanted to do with their room. And often when you have children's bedrooms or young adults' bedrooms, they're very nondescript. They don't have a lot of architecture. They're usually a square or a rectangular box and very unadorned. So what can you do? I came up with different ideas. What can you do to make a room sparkle? So I went online. I took some pictures. I took some pictures of jobs I had done before, and I presented them. And one of the images that I had shown online was a weathered wood on one wall of a bedroom. And the oldest, the 13-year-old, whose name I won't mention on the air, said to me, oh, my God, I love this. I really want to do this. And that sort of was my inspiration for this week about using an accent wall, taking a space that doesn't have any architecture and creating architecture or style or some substance by doing something to that space. And that's where the accent wall really makes a big difference. Now, it's easy if you have one tall wall or one very big fireplace to say, okay, I could make that the accent wall. It's obvious. But sometimes the accent wall needs to be created by the person doing it, by the designer or the homeowner that's doing it, because there is no visual interest. A lot of rooms, interior rooms of a home, again, are rectangular boxes. So you can create an accent, and that will give it architecture. So in this particular project, in the oldest son's bedroom, I am creating an accent wall. We're going to move. We looked at the four walls, and the one that had the most straight lines from end to end without any interruptions of a door or windows, we're going to make that the accent wall. In his case, and I'm going to have this gentleman, Joe Mino, on as my guest in the next couple of weeks, we're going to take his regular sheetrocked wall, and I have a company called Johnson Wood Products. And Johnson Wood Products makes wood for floors, but they also make wood that goes on walls. And it's not flooring that we're putting on the wall. I've seen people do that in the past, and that's always wrong. But it is actually wood that's designed for walls. And there are all different textures, and there are all different shapes. In this case, we're going to do a wood that runs horizontally that's very distressed looking. I've been telling you the past couple of weeks the distressed wood look, the reclaimed wood look, is more popular than ever. And we're going to put it on his headboard wall. So it's going to go from the one side of the wall to the other, top to bottom, and the wood is going to die into the corners, and the other three walls will be painted. They will be sheetrock. It's going to be a weathered gray, and then we're not, in this case, really going to need to do a headboard because the look of the wall from top to bottom on an 8-foot ceiling is going to be sort of visually the headboard for the space. So the accent wall really really creates architecture in a room that didn't have any architecture. And that's what accent walls are good at doing. They create visual interest. In this case, with this boy plays hockey, young man plays hockey, so we're going to take two hockey sticks and we're going to paint them, the Rangers colors, and we're going to, in solid, and we're going to put them over the bed as a little bit more visual interest, and we're going to hang them above the bed on that gray weathered wall from end to end, and then we're going to duplicate the color and paint on the other three walls. It's going to be very sharp. I gave him sort of a sketch of what it's going to look like. And that's something that an accent wall can do. It can really transform a space. When you have an accent wall, you can do it with something as radical as putting wood on the wall. But it could be just as simple as painting. If you have three walls, in my own house, I have a living room. And living room happens to be one of the largest rooms in my first floor anyway. Because it was built in 1991 and people were still doing that back then. But in my living room, which is quite a large room, I had four walls, big rectangular walls. I do have a lot of architecture. I have 10-foot ceilings. I have a coffered ceiling. I have a big fireplace. I have French doors. I have all sorts of things going on. But even with that, the fireplace wall seemed unadorned. So when I took my paint color from a pale yellow with white trim to more of a beautiful light citrus green, I felt that the fireplace wall needed a little bit more visual interest. And in my case, what I did was I took the base paint color I had, and then I added pigment to it, and I created a darker, more interesting shade because my fireplace is quite large. It's what's called a Rumford fireplace, and the mantle is all white, and it goes from floor to ceiling, and the it's flanked by two sets of French doors, which are also white, heavy white wood trim at the top, heavy baseboard molding at the bottom. So I felt it needed a more intense paint color, but a paint color that related to the other three walls in the room. So I created a custom color, which is something any of you can do. It's not even going to cost you money. You can go to any of your Benjamin Moore, Sherman Williams dealers and say, okay, here's my base color. Let's darken it. Let's add 20%, 50%, so on to it, and create something a little bit interesting, but something that ties into the other walls. So in that case, I created a darker paint tone, and that offset all the white molding in the fireplace, and that also is an example of an accent wall. Okay, a lot to take in a short period of time. We're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Monroe Design here on Hundred in Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back here with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing the show for close to 2 years already. I don't know where the time has gone. God knows we haven't gotten any older. But having said that, today's topic happens to be the accent wall. And each week I try to bring you different components of design. This week is all about accent wall. Last week we talked a lot about molding and trim. So if there's ever any topics that you want to bring up on Modern Design on a future program, you can always contact me at Maven Hill Designs, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number is 908-884-0770. Perhaps you'd like to be a guest on our show or call in. If you'd like to talk to me about your design project, my phone number again is 908-884-0770. All right, so our topic today happens to be accent walls. I gave you two examples of accent walls that I worked on. One was in a young gentleman's bedroom that we're working on his space, and one is my own home, my accent wall that I created using a custom color on a fireplace wall. Well, there's a lot of ways that you can delineate one wall as being a little bit more special or unusual. One of the ways, the easiest and least expensive ways to do that is with paint. And typically an accent wall tends to be either a drastically different color than the rest of the walls or a much darker color. You wouldn't necessarily do three walls in blue and have a white accent wall. An accent wall is typically a darker hue or something that's more dramatic or interesting. Again, the easiest way to do that is with paint. So perhaps there's a color that you really like that's maybe a little bit overwhelming for a whole room, like a real dark navy or maybe a really bright citrus green or a yellow or a really strong watermelon pink color. And if you do that on one wall, you can carry that through your decorating, have the other three walls be a white or a much lighter color, a soft color, and then carry that throughout the space. So paint is probably the least expensive and the easiest way to create an accent wall. And if, in fact, it's done and you don't like it, you can always paint over it. So that's really forgiving and a nice thing to do. The one thing that you want to keep in mind with an accent wall is I do color consultations on a daily basis where I go to people's homes and I pick their paint colors for them. In fact, the Benjamin store, more stores in New Jersey, do recommend me. I have in many of the stores my flyer. And for $1.99, I'll come out to your house and custom pick all your paint colors for you, which really does change people's lives. It really does make their rooms the best that they can be because, of course, a color is the absorption of light. And the best place to pick a color is in the space itself. But having said that, paint is a very good and strong way to create an accent color. Other things that you can do to create an accent wall would be using wallpaper. And you know, wallpaper has really come back. It's very popular more than ever. The millennials who don't really remember taking down that 80s and 90s wallpaper, sometimes 70s wallpaper, that wasn't properly primed and ripping the sheetrock paper off and then having to do a big project and saying, I'll never do this again. I think those people have said, okay, our place is done. But the upcomers, the millennials, don't remember that. So they love wallpaper, and wallpaper is back with a vengeance. Wallpaper is a very good way to create or delineate an accent wall. So if you have four walls in a space and one of them happens to be a long wall that's sort of uninterrupted, and that's a good parameter when you're looking for an accent wall if all the walls are same in a space. If one is not a break by a window or a door and they're all the same and you want to create some visual interest, that's sort of a good parameter to make that an accent wall with paper or paint or some sort of a finish treatment. So wallpaper is a great, great, great delineator of making something a little bit more special or an accent wall. And you can do that in a bedroom. I do that in a bedroom all the time. In fact, in two bedrooms in the past, I would say 3 months, I used the headboard wall, which is always a good wall to pick, as being the accent wall. One was in South Orange, New Jersey, and I picked a rich plum texture paper that had a little bit of gold threads running through it. And then we put an upholstered headboard that backed that, and it really complemented it with the threads of gold and this dark sort of plum color. And then in another bedroom that I worked on, it was a blue, a rich royal blue, and it had sort of almost a suede-y kind of a look to it in a paper. And we did that on an accent wall, and we did sort of the color of a chamois cloth, also upholstered headboard with a flat brass-looking nail head. And with the suede blue, it was really sort of a nice combination. So wallpaper is a terrific, terrific resource to use for an accent wall. But it doesn't have to be limited to a bedroom. A dining room is a place you can use an accent wall. Typically, if I'm doing one in a dining room, it's where there isn't picture frame molding, because often if there's picture frame molding and it's just cutting up one wall, it loses the effect. So if you have a dining room and you have no chair rail, you can take one wall. Typically, it's the wall if there's a sideboard with a mirror. That's always a good wall to do it on. And then put wallpaper on that one wall. it brings visual interest, and a mirror only magnifies that. So that's another good room to do an accent wall. But again, you don't want to do that if you have a chair rail or picture frame molding on the bottom, because it's going to break it up too much if it's just on one wall. Any wall that has a fireplace on it is a great place to do an accent wall, whether it be paint or wallpaper or some sort of surface or a faux finish. That's a good space to do it. Also, if there's one wall that's taller, or if there's a change in grade, a tall wall, a wall that stands out, is always a good place to adorn differently and have that be an accent wall. All right, so we're going to go to our next set of commercials. We'll be back shortly. More of Modern Design here on Hutton Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. Today we're talking about accent walls and different ways to do accent walls, the best rooms to do them on, and the best surfaces. If you'd like to call in and voice your opinion about accent walls, we are a web-based show, so we don't always get a lot of calls live. We do get them from time to time. Our phone lines are open to the end of the broadcast today. And the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. A point I forgot to mention earlier in the broadcast is when you're using paint as an accent wall, you want to be very conscious of not to do accent walls in more than one room. I recently did a color consultation for a home in the Flemington area, and they liked the idea of an accent wall. We did the family room. It was big. It was the biggest room in the house. It was a newer house. So we did an accent wall in a color they liked, and then they wanted to do an accent wall like in every room. Well, that doesn't work, because when an accent wall is, it calls your eye's attention to a specific space. And if you're doing that in more than one place, then the eye is scattered, and it does the opposite effect. It makes it look disconjointed, and it breaks up the rooms. So if you're going to do an accent wall, that's something that you only want to do in one space. So if you're making your master bedroom the accent wall, that's it. That's the place in your home that you've done it. If you're making your living room or your family room the accent wall, you want to use accent walls sparingly. It shows that that has a value, that that is important, and it has visual interest, but you only want to do it in one space. That really is the maximum that you can use an accent wall. So having said that, again, painting out a different color paint, typically a darker color than the other three walls, is a great way to go. Wallpaper is a great way to go in doing an accent wall. We talked about doing it in a bedroom on the headboard wall, doing it on a dining room, a wall, typically the wall where you'd have a sideboard and a mirror. It's nice to put up a paper on that one wall to do something a little different. You just want to make sure that we don't have a chair rail or a picture frame molding or wainscot to break it up, because it would be too confusing. A fireplace wall, either in your living room or family room, in one room is a great way to do that. If you have a formal office in your house, maybe the wall that backs up where the desk is, the wall behind the desk, that's a good wall to do your accent wall. I don't typically do accent walls in the kitchen because there's too much architecture going on. It's not a great room to do it. But those rooms, I would say the master bedroom, the living room, the family room, or the dining room are great rooms for accent walls. Now, talking about paper, the papers today are a little bit different. We rarely see floral wallpaper anymore. We're seeing lots of geometrics. Geometrics right now are the most popular of the patterns for paper. So large geometric scale, bold scale geometrics in blues and whites and grays and whites seem to be the most popular. Also, textured papers are very, very popular. Things that look like grass cloth, things that look like linen, things that look like different levels of texture, ostrich skin, leather-looking papers. Those are very popular right now, things that are in nature. And I'm seeing a lot of those as papers that we do often, especially for an accent wall, in colors of grays, blue-grays, charcoals, in lots of navy blue, in plum, in citrus green, and still some of the rich browns, especially the leather tones. Those are the colors that I'm seeing for textured accent walls. And although faux paint has become not as popular, it's a great thing to do as an accent wall. Sort of wonderful finishes, things that look like linen on the walls is a great accent wall to do. Venetian plaster, which we're hardly seeing anymore these days, if you want to do something different, a wall of Venetian plaster showing texture could be a nice thing to do. A parchment finish where there's some texture added to the wall is another wonderful look to do as an accent wall. Okay, we're about to go to our news break, and we'll be back just briefly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We heard gunshots of some kind. We wasn't really sure if it was gunshots or not. But then we saw the police lights and everything. Then we realized, had no idea it was here. You know, who would think in Jersey City that if something were happening at a church?
Neighbors were stunned as a 20-year-old man was killed when someone opened fire. A 12-year-old girl was grazed in the face and is in stable condition, along with a 16-year-old hit in the back of the head. Angry protesters are demanding that Salt Lake County's district attorney resign following his decision that an officer-involved shooting was justified. Haven Jackson of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Black Lives Matter, Ozzy's life matters, and justice matters.
She went on to call Mayor Jackie Biskupski a coward and demanded the release of the body camera footage. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Tampa Fire Rescue Chief Susan Tama says parents should tell their children to stay calm and buckle up if possible.
The most important thing that children can do is sit and don't stand up and walk around.
She said they should always follow the bus driver's instructions until first responders get to the scene. But Tama says if the bus bursts into flames or there's a fuel leak, kids should try to get out any way they can. A man who was attacked by bees last week in Las Vegas is still in the hospital.
People now want to save the bees. So I'm sure there are some people out there that are looking at doing this as a business opportunity, and we want to make sure that they become licensed so they do it safely.
Scott Chachalis was with the Department of Agriculture, and he says the company involved in the removal didn't have a license, and the worker is in critical condition. There'll be no rowing in Rio today. The event has been postponed due to weather conditions. This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Donald Trump said,
gets to pick her judges. Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Senator Jeff Sessions explained.
What I think he's saying is the Second Amendment people care about this. Hillary Clinton's position on the Second Amendment is that she will appoint a judge that will make it not a personal right, which means that any state and any city in America can completely ban firearms. It's 5-4 in the Supreme Court. A new justice replacing Scalia would make it 5-4 the other way, and that would reverse that holding, giving the states and cities the power to completely ban firearms.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said he couldn't believe he said it.
I really, frankly, couldn't believe he said it, and so I went to watch the video of it and found that he had said it exactly the way it was printed. It just revealed a sort of a complete temperamental misfit with the character that's required to do the job.
In the latest polls put out on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton had a 7% lead over Donald Trump. Also in those polls, they reflect an 84% chance of winning for Hillary Clinton. That would mean if they ran 8 elections, she would win 7 of them. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. News 24 hours a day at www.usaradio.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on Hydrogen Chamber Radio. My name is Rich Kaderi. I've been an interior designer for the past almost 20 years now, 18 plus years. And I do have a studio located right here in Flemington called the Design Room. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in with Rugs to Riches in a 2,500 square foot showroom that was formerly Lennox before Lennox crossed over the circle, which is having a lot of work done right now. We are open. I would love to see you. You can call me for an appointment, 908-884-0770, or come and visit us. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, where Ideal Tile is, a great place to get tile. Today's topic happens to be accent walls. And if you're just tuning into our program now, I'd like to sort of go through that again. I threw a lot at you in a short period of time. And starting with some of the best places to do an accent wall. And again, we discussed that a fireplace wall is often a good place to do an accent wall or an accent treatment. It already has something special about it, so we want to embellish that with either a specialty paint or a paper. Long walls, if you have a room that's a rectangular, a long wall is always a good wall to do a specialty finish or a paper on and make it an accent wall. Master bedrooms are specifically a good room to do an accent wall on. Typically, it's the headboard wall that we would do it on. Dining rooms can be often a good room to do an accent wall on. You just want to, again, make sure that if you have a dining room that you're doing on, you don't want to have a chair rail going through it. You don't want to have a picture frame molding on the bottom or a wainscoting or other architecture in the space other than maybe a baseboard molding and a crown molding. So if the body of the sheetrock of that one wall, the long wall there, is plain, you can sort of make that special by making that an accent wall with either paper or paint or a faux finish, and that's a good space to do an accent wall as well. Living rooms and family rooms are often very good rooms to create drama by doing an accent wall. if there's a fireplace, that would be the wall that's already been predetermined that it was on. If not, and there's nothing going on in the space, you'd want to pick the wall in the room that doesn't have any doors or windows on it that break it up, and you want to have the most solid wall. See, it's very funny with accent walls. It's not a rule of thumb that the accent wall is where it's always the most consecutive sheetrock. Sometimes that's the case, or sometimes it's the opposite. It's where you have some visual interest. Maybe you have some stone on that wall, or maybe that's where your fireplace is, or maybe that's where you have a big picture window. So there are sort of the rules sort of kind of break a little bit with an accent wall. But for most cases, if the room is sort of the same sheetrock all the way around, you want to pick the long wall with the least amount of interruptions. If the wall has a fireplace on it, then that's already been pre-denoted to be the accent wall. So that's kind of the general rule of thumb when it comes to that. So living rooms are good for that. They often have fireplaces or mantles. And family rooms are another good space to have an accent wall. So you think if you have a family room, and let's say maybe you don't have a fireplace in there, but you have a television, which is another thing that I haven't brought up yet, is a good room for an accent wall. That's the wall you're going to be facing. So let's say you have a console now, as many people do, on the bottom, and you have the television. That's your accent wall. So denoting that with a darker paint color or a wallpaper or a faux finish is kind of a smart thing to do, because the fireplace, the flat screen or on the wall, or that being a fireplace wall with a flat screen, has you looking at that all the time anyway. So that denotes where an accent wall would work best. So, and then also offices. If you have a home office or in a commercial setting, if you have an office space, an accent wall could be nice. In my store in Flemington, at Maven Hill Designs in Flemington, I have very high ceilings in the entry. And what I decided to do, because I have a very long unadorned wall, is behind my desk, I have over 11-foot wall that we painted a custom blue, a very bright sort of navy royalish blue that I custom mixed. That's almost 11 feet. And then I had my decorative artist come in, and she stenciled the design room on the back wall in white and beautiful block lettering. So that is an accent wall in an office or a commercial setting. Which is also nice. Restaurants often have accent walls, especially if you have height. If you have a space, a tall wall, as I said earlier, denoting that with a special color is always a nice thing to do to highlight it and make it stand out. Again, some of the ways you could make, or some of the surfaces you can use to make an accent wall. Number one is paint, either taking the color that's already on the other walls and then tinting it darker is one way of making a really nice accent wall. The second way you can do that with paint is picking an alternate color. Maybe you have three walls that are sort of a caramel color, and then you're going to do a complementary color to that. Maybe go with like navy. Maybe you're making the room navy and caramel. So you do a solid navy wall as your accent wall, and three walls and a more neutral color, caramel. Maybe you do shades of gray, a pretty gray on the other three walls, and then you do a charcoal on the accent wall. And then that's a nice combination together. Maybe you have a little girl's room, and you do three walls in a very soft light pink, and then you do sort of a dark watermelony color pink where the crib is, and you have a beautiful white crib, and you have maybe a little chandelier that has some crystals on it that are sort of a pink color, and you have that focal point on the crib wall with an accent color. You can see where I'm going with this. Accent walls create drama. And you can do that where there is no drama by having a solid wall, or you can do that where there is drama by having a fireplace or your television or something where you normally are looking at that wall and making it a little bit more special. All right, we're going to take some more commercial messages. Our live phone lines are still open, 908-237-0410. Tell us what you think about accent walls. Are they still in fashion? I say they are, and what you can do to do it. All right, we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design, and today's topic happens to be accent walls. I've given you lots of different suggestions on where to do an accent wall, what denotes a wall as being the wall of accent wall. You know, that's the thing that when I do consultations in people's homes that they ask me the most often about accent walls is what wall should be the accent wall. So that I want to reiterate maybe one more time is that an accent wall may already be done for you. If you have a fireplace on that wall, that's your accent wall. If you have a wall that you put your television on, flat screen, large flat screen TV on, and you're viewing that wall, or if you have a theater room or something you've already have set up for you, there's architecture there, that's the accent wall. If you have a stone wall, that's your accent wall. So it's always something that if it has architecture, it's already an accent wall. If you have a room that's a perfect rectangle or square and it's unadorned, you can kind of choose which wall you want to be your accent wall. Again, if there's architecture, maybe there's you have a square dining room and one wall happens to have windows on it. That's your accent wall. So it's determined if there's already architecture on one wall in the space, and if they're all the same, then you can create that by doing an accent wall with a specialty finish. So kind of an interesting thing. I would say accent walls are still in fashion. You want to make sure that we don't just use one wall in your house. You don't want to do multiple accent walls because it takes away what it's trying to create. And again, one of the ways to create in an unadorned wall some visual interest is one by paint, by painting it either a color that's just a darker shade, by custom tinting a color, a darker shade of a color you already have on the other three walls, or doing a contrasting color by bringing another color into a space. Perhaps you're doing a young child's room and you have three walls that are sort of for a girl, three walls that are a light green, and then you do a wonderful dark pink on the one wall, and then you stencil the child's name in a color on the wall above it. That's a great thing to do where you do two different colors. Some just general good ideas or things that I've done in the past. So paint works very well and is inexpensive, both regular or custom. If you're going to do wallpaper, wallpaper is a great resource. And doing wallpaper on one wall is very economical. Some of the papers can be, paper can be inexpensive or expensive. It just depends on what you're looking at. I recently brought in two books into my business called Carl Robinson. They're from England, and they are handmade papers, and they are magnificent. They're quite expensive, but they're magnificent. Most of them have hand-embellished. Some of them have wonderful embroidery on them. That's hand stitch. I have one paper that's sort of a really dark teal color, and it's peacocks. And the peacocks have embedded jewels in them. It's just absolutely stunning. Something like that would be wonderful for an accent wall. Let's say you were doing a beautiful dining room and you wanted to do something grand like that on one wall, and you had the space to do it in, and you had no other adornment in the room, you could pick that one wall and do a wonderful hand-done paper, and then sort of put a sideboard on that wall and a beautiful antique mirror to complement that, and that creates the architecture in the space. Wallpaper can denote that. You can do it very subtly with a wallpaper that has texture. That's a very easy thing to do, perhaps. And this is where also it can go very feminine or very masculine. I've done a lot of very masculine accent walls. I think they're a great thing for a man room, because sometimes if I'm doing a bachelor pad or a guy space, the colors aren't as vibrant. So I'm doing if I'm doing lots of grays or earth tones or blues, I can do something really wonderful as an accent wall. I've done accent walls that look like suede. Not so as popular lately, but I was always doing sort of a suede wall on one wall in a bedroom or a home office, which is kind of a nice look. The leather look is always great, and I've done some great faux leather papers. Things that look like crocodile is great. Things that look like different types of animal skin on one wall is wonderful. Things that look like leather, papers that look like stone. I have a paper that looks like exposed brick that we could do on one wall. Also things like anaglyptical paper. And that's a paper that you can paint. It has texture and you can paint it any color. That's a wonderful resource that you can use. You can go to any Benjamin Moore store, particularly the Riccardi Brothers stores in the tri-state area, that most of them have design departments, and you can look for a paper, ask for an anaglyptical paper, not easy to say, anaglyptical paper, and that's a paper that is texture, and you can paint it. So if you do three walls, let's say, in a light gray color, and then you have a paper that you put on, you can paint that as well, and it'll look like old brick on a space. So another thing that you can do. Besides doing paint or paper, you also can do a faux finish just on an accent wall. I've done a lot of them that look like linen. That was a very popular one to do. I've done ones that look like horizontal stripes. In fact, I did a bedroom that we turned into a home exercise room, and we took an accent wall and we created a horizontal stripe that went down from top to bottom, alternating in blue and gray stripes, and we did that as the accent wall in to make it look like a gym. So that's another faux finish that you can do. Any sort of texture, any sort of ragging, any sort of Venetian plaster, faux Venetian plaster, any sort of striping, any sort of faux finish that you can think of can be done on one wall just as an accent wall. I would say if you're using a faux finish, I like to take the base color of the faux finish and put it all the way around the room. So in other words, if you had three white walls and you had one accent wall that was sort of a gold, I don't think it would look very good. I think the accent color would be just too different. The accent wall will be too different and too stark. So I think a good rule of thumb, when I've done an accent wall as faux paint, I'd like to paint all the walls the base color and then make the wall more sophisticated, the accent wall, by adding the faux finish on that wall. It makes the room look more cohesive. So faux finishes are another way to create an accent wall. The next thing I wanted to bring up was wood. And Johnson Wood Products is a company that I use and have used. They create wood for walls as accent walls. And the project that I talked about earlier in the broadcast that I'm doing in Springfield, I'm doing a wood, and it's a horizontal, it's laid out as horizontal planks of wood that look like they are distressed, and they're in gray tones, and I'm doing them on a headboard wall, a long headboard wall, and then those die into the corners so I don't have to do any molding to offset it. There are certain finishes that you can do as accents that you're going to have to put some sort of a trim on. for them to transition. It really depends on the thickness and your wall itself. But in this case, we're able to take the thin wood that's meant for the walls, which is much thinner than the wood that would go if they were doing flooring in the space, and that's going to go on the wall all the way across from top to bottom, and it's going to die into the ends of the wall, so I don't have to do any trim. Wood is a really nice, using wood as an accent wall is becoming more and more popular. That reclaimed wood, as I said earlier, or even a very rich dark cherry from maybe a library or a man room or an office is a wonderful look. Maybe sort of something that looks very bamboo-ish, like on one wall, maybe like a bamboo wood that has a lot of texture, or a zebra wood or something that's exotic looking, can be a wonderful accent wall. Things of nature like wood have such natural beauty to them. Maybe something that looks like burled wood that has the look of the roots on one wall could be wonderful as well. Something that's whitewashed, I'm starting to see a lot of whitewashed woods. Maybe a whitewashed look of wood on one wall is a great way to go. Something very rich and dark. Maybe something that's wood and then we paint it out black. Maybe we put what they call the look of shiplap, and we do that just on one wall. That's another way of creating visual interest in the space. And then finally, I wanted to talk about something that I'm starting to see as a trend, is putting trim just on an accent wall. And that's becoming more and more popular. One of the things that I did recently for an accent wall in a master bedroom, it had 10-foot ceilings, and it also had a tray ceiling. So I didn't want to do too much visually to the eye. We painted the room out, and the room was very tall, and I did a beautiful tall headboard. And this headboard happened to look like a wing chair. Did you ever see the headboards that look like a wing chair? I like all types of upholstered headboards, but lately I like the type of upholstered headboard.